Nesachus Babakama Daf Kuf Beis, the top line on Daf Kuf Beis and Aleph, and in our Gemara on Daf Kuf Aleph and Beis, Rava brought a stira from a Mishnah Mesachus Shvias to a Brisa that we learned in Mesachus Sukkah. And basically, from the Mishnah Mesachus Shvias, it's mashma that Eitzim Yesh Behem Meshum Kedusha Shvias, and in the Brisa in Mesachus Sukkah, it's mashma that Eitzim in Abraham Meshum Kedusha Shvias. And because of the stira, therefore Rava explained that all of it is based on a pasuk B'negei Shmita that says in Pashat Bahar, V'hoyz Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem La'ach. And we learn that the only time that there's Issa Shmita is only on things that are similar to things that are eaten. And just like things that are eaten, the hanor that you have when you're eating something is at the same time that you're destroying and getting rid of that item from this world. And therefore, the only time the Shmita would apply to those things which are similar to food products. However, Yatsu Itzim Shanasan Achim Yuran, and therefore the Torah is coming to exclude that wood and tree would not have the dinim and the isurim of Shemitah, because the hanah that you receive from wood is when you bake something in an oven, and the way to bake something in an oven is you burn up the wood first and then you bake using the heat that remains in the oven. Therefore, the hanah that you receive from wood is only after you already destroy the wood. Therefore, the isurim and dinim of Shemitah do not apply to etzim. The Gemara then is that makes a lot of sense by most wood. However, by oily types of wood that you could use for the wood itself and you could make torches out of, with Hanah and its beer is at the same moment, L'chir over there, the Din and Issa Shemitah should apply even based on the Klal of Rava. Therefore, Rava clarified that Stam Eitzim La'Sokehin Eidim, that we have to look at the Ikka purpose of the thing that you're using, and since B'negiya Eitzim, the Ikka use of wood is for Hasaka and is to heat up ovens and to bake in ovens, and over there, Ein Hanasan of Biurin Shava. Therefore, even if someone is using wood as a torch, and the Hanah and the Biurin would be Shavin and would be at the same moment, it is as if we are saying that Batlo Daita Eitzim Kla Adam and the Din and Isurim of Shmita would not apply to Eitzim the Mishchan. And as Rashi explained, and he extended this to other Dinim, and he explained that B'negei Svichi Stim, the Stomon is Litzviya, the Saveya, the Hanar Ubiuran is Shava, and therefore the Isurim of Shmita do apply. However, in regard to Ali Kanim and Ali Gefanim, where some people use it for Meichel Behema, in those cases it's Hanasan Ubiuran Shava, some people use it for Hasaka, and in Hanasan Ubiuran Shava, so specifically B'negei Ali Kanim and Gefanim, the Bas Machshavas Lakita Zlinan, then we go to Bas Machshava, the person that's picking it, and at the time that he picks it, was he picking it for Achila, or was he picking it for Hasaka? And our Gemara now begins, Amrav Kahana, Rav Kahana stated, Ve'itzim Lasaka Tanoi, or Ve'itzim Dehasaka Tanoi, and this Gersa is based on a Rashi in Mesech the Sukkah. However, we will learn our Gemara based on the Gersa that Rashi has in our Sipya, and Rashi's Gers, Amrav Kahana, Rav Kahana states, Bistam Itzim Lasaka in Oindin, that this din that Rabbi just stated, that Stam Eitzim La'Sokin Eindin is Tanoi, is based on a Machlekes Tanoim. And as Rashi says, Ikle Manda Oma Stam Eitzim La'Sokin Enu V'loi Chai L'Shvias Afilu Ha'Eitzim L'Mishchon, that there is a Manda Oma that hold that Stam Eitzim is La'Soka. And since the Ikke Briya that Kodesh Baruch Hu created Eitzim for was to heat up an oven, therefore Ein Hanosan B'Yurin Shava, and therefore Shemitah doesn't apply even in the case of Eitzim L'Mishchon, and even if your intent when you take off this branch is to use it as a torch. And V'Ikle Manda Lesle and as we will see, that one manda amma actually hold that even though it's true that the standard usage of wood is to use for an oven, it's true that by regular eitzim, certainly there would be no din of shmita and there won't be an issa of shmita that's chal on wood and on trees. However, if someone would take an oily piece of wood, would intend to use it as a torch or to use the wood as fuel for a fire and to use it as a stove and to cook something, and in those cases hanasan abur and shava, then the din of shmita and the isur of shmita would apply to that wood. And Rav Kahana continues, the Tanya has learned the Braisa, a Meisim Peir Shvirs Leil Mishva Leil Chvusa. The Tanya Kama holds that you can't sell wine or Shemitah in order for someone to use them for soaking flax or for someone to use them to do laundry, even though from the Braisa it's mashmud, it is based on someone selling it to someone else. However, the Tanya Kama's din would also apply to someone using their own wine to soak flax or to do laundry. And as Rashi says, L'teicha Mishra, Ein Shurim Pishtam B'yayin Shal Shvirs, V'chein Ein Mechafsim B'godim, Da'avi Skira, As just like the Torah tells us, la'achlo v'lo l'schayra, therefore, as we will see, the Tanakam holds, the Pasuk tells us, la'achlo v'lo l'mishra, la'achlo v'lo l'chvusa. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yisi Amen, Rabbi Yisi argued the Tanakam, and he says, nois n'm peir shvitas l'techa mishra l'techa chvusa, that Reuven can't take his peir shvita, and he could take his wine, and he could soak his flax in the process of making it into linen, and he could also use his wine in order to use it as some sort of detergent that they used to use in order to do the laundry. And the Gemara continues, my time in Rabbanan, and what's pshat in Rabbanan that they hold that you can't use a yayin shmita for mishra or kvusa? On the cross, the pasuk says la'achla, and we learn that v'loy l'mishra la'achla v'loy l'chvusa, that the only thing that you could use pay a shmita for is to eat it, but you can't use it for soaking flax, and you can't use it for laundry. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisi Amen. However, Rabbi Yisi argues in Tana Kama, and he holds on the cross, the pasuk says lochem, and we learn that l'chotzochem that you're allowed to use pay a shmita for all your needs, and not only just for eating. Of course, this is based on the pasuk in Pasuk Bahar that stated, and the Gemara now is the pasuk says lachem, and we should learn that like Rabbi Yisi lachol tzochechem. And the Gemara answers that according to Rabbanan, he learns the word lachem to teach us lachem dum l'achla, that in chenami lachem is coming as a ribui, and it's coming to him mabba that you're allowed to use a shvius product even if it's not only for food, but it has to be at least similar to food product, and it has to be b'mishah also biyur shavin, that the only time that you're allowed to use peir shmita is only for those things with ana and the destruction of that item come at the same moment. Yotzu mishur chusa shanasa nachaburin. We therefore exclude using wine of shmita to soak your flax and for doing laundry, because the hana that you have when doing so only comes after you already destroyed the item. Rashi explains mishanasa biyur shava hana shehi b'shashu kala ben ilam, that only hana that's mutar shmita is only that hana that occurs at the same time that you're destroying and getting rid of this item from the world. However, that the moment that you place flax or you place a beged into wine, right away the wine already is destroyed and you can't use it any longer. And that not only comes after 3 or 4 days until the flax already soaks for 3 or 4 days. And similarly, once the beged already soaked for 3 or 4 days and was laundered, and it is at this point that Rashi explains that we see this machlikus between Rabban and Rabbi Huda, if we say the klal that stam itzim lasokin einin, and therefore all itzim have the din of shmita and the isurim of shmita, or do we not say the klal of stam itzim lasokin einin, and if you would have itzim where your intent to use it is for something that it would be anasim b'yurin shava, for example, by using itzim the mishkan and for a torch, then in that case the isurim of shmita would apply. And Rashi explains that the Rabbanan Savri stam peris lachila, and we see that the Rabbanan said that even if you're going to use peris for something like mishra and chusa, and even though it's true that mishra and chusa are not hanasa and biur and shava, but even so it's going to be also to use them on shmita as peris, and specifically yayin are things which are generally hanasa and biur and shava, and therefore once again we would say that stam peris are hanasa and biur and shava, and therefore in all cases it would have the issa shmita, and that's why it will be also to use the peris of shmita for mishra and chusa according to Rabbanan. And let us see inside the Rashi, in the middle of Rashi, Dibur Masal Yatsu Mishra and Chusa, and this is 6 lines from where Rashi starts. And Rashi states, V'hainu Tanoi, Rabbanan Savri, Stam Peris Lachila, V'chayla Leo, Kedusha Shvias, Kedamar Leel, D'chol Dovashan Osri, V'yor Shava Chayla, Hilka Chifilu Lokdal Mishra and Chusa, and therefore, even if your intent when you picked them was to use them for soaking flax or for doing laundry, Le Mahani Machshava, Lafku Yisura, Lamebi Kali Kanim, Shalokdal Isin the Mishru, the Hussams, the Mayo Lachilachi. By Ali Gafanim, we said that the stomach is for both, and people could choose our peris stomach lachila, but certainly all peris, and specifically yayin, the stomach is for achila, and therefore at the moment that they were created, the kedusha shmius was already chal, and therefore your machshava will not help, therefore zok rashi, that lefidra bonon, they must hold that itzim nami stam itzim lasokin etnu, since the standard of itzim was created for asaka, and in a case where ain hanasan biurin shava, therefore lechayla afilo itzim mishkan, the shmita is nachal even on itzim mishkan, and the isurim of shmita do not apply to itzim at all. And even if a person pulls off a branch off of a tree and intends to use it as a torch, we hanasan biurin shava. And Rashi continues, Rabbi Yisi sava, and by the fact Rabbi Yisi says that nisan peir shvias l'techa mishra l'techa kvusa, Isa, it must be a hold that we don't say that Stam Peres L'Achila Ninu. Therefore, even though the Stam of Yayin is going to be used for Achila and Hanasim Biurin Shava, and therefore the Isurim of Shemitah should apply to Peres. However, if someone takes Yayin and wants to use it for something that in Hanasim Biurin Shava, then the Isurim of Shemitah would not apply. And that's why Rabbi Yossi holds that one can take wine of Shemitah and use it for Mishra and Chvisa. And as Rashi says, Umahani Bu Machshava Ka'ali Kana Vigafanim, Dehechad Lichtel Namishra, Havidavi Shanasan Achi Biuran, Velechol Leo Shvius. If you pick the grapes in order to use it for Mishra or Chvisa, then it would not have the Isurim of Shemitah. And Rashi ends off, Kachman Sasi, Vieshel Shem Sachem, Vizu Shemati Vahogoin, and this is the proper way to learn our Sugya. And the Taisis read, Yes, and Rashi, that Luchari doesn't make sense to learn our Sugya this way. As Lafid, the way Rashi is learning our Sugya, it would come out that the only time Rabbi Yossi said, Naisen Peyash Vias, Lotecha Mishra, Lotecha Chvisa, is only if when you picked your grapes, you had Machshavo that you could use it for Mishra and Chvisa, and it doesn't seem to be that that's the only time Rabbi Yossi said his din, and it was Mashmar that even if a person picked his grapes in order to use it for food product, but then he decides to use it for Mishra Chvisa, he could do so, and therefore it doesn't seem to fit in very well with Rashi's Pshat. And because of this question and other questions, the Tais Rid, as well as Rashi himself in Masechta Sukkah, doesn't like this Girsa that we have in our Gemara, and they learn our Gemara differently based on the Pshat and based on the Girsa that Rashi brings down in Masechta Sukkah, and we won't get into that Pshat. However, Rashi in Masechta Sukkah brings down our Girsa, and Rashi says, "Vani shemati merabaisa shehigarsim v'stam itz masokin enu tanoi v'chein kosu b'chol svarim v'turachtim in urai b'chol tzidei shita sashas liyash v'kvid reim v'ein yochol u'metzasi Girsa zu b'seifik sav yodi shorbeinu gesher ben yuda minu chasik kavid u'beseif di yeshua shorbeinu yitzchak bar menachem kosov v'einu meiga v'chein yir b'einai." Rashi had difficulty to understand the Girsa that Rashi brings down in our Gemara. Let's finish our sugya, and the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yossi nami hiksiv la'achla, the lemaisa koin Rabbi Yossi, the pasuk says la'achla, and l'kari, what will he do from it? As Rabbanan learned, la'achla v'lei l'mishra, la'achla v'lei l'chvusa, and amal l'cha, and Rabbi Yossi will respond, ha'huim v'lei l'chidatanya, we need the word la'achla to teach us the following, based on the following b'raisa, the Tanya, the b'raisa teaches us, la'achla v'lei l'mulgla, that you're allowed to use peir shviyas for food product, but you're not allowed to use it as a medicated cream. Do you say that the pasuk is coming to teach you that you're allowed to use shviyas produce in order to eat, but you're not allowed to use it for mulgba? Maybe the pasuk is coming to tell you you're allowed to eat food product in order to eat, but you can't use it for chvisa because in anasam biurin shava shu'eimel lochem. When the pasuk says lochem, hare chvisa ama. So therefore, we learn out lechol tzochechem. We learn that you could use peiros of shmita and specifically wine in order to use to launder clothing. Hamani mekayim laachla laachla b'le mulgba, and therefore the pasuk says laachla. It must be coming to tell you that you're only allowed to use shviyas product to eat, but you can't use it for medicated cream. And the Gemara is, my rosh, Rabbi Zachvusa lohitz samulba, that who said that you should be mabba, that you can use shmita produce for laundry, but you can't use it for mulba? Why don't we say just the opposite? And the Gemara answers, mabba ni zachvusa shishav b'chol adam. When we're trying to be mabba something, then we want to be mabba something that's similar to food product. And just like food product is something which is shav b'chol nefesh, therefore laundry is something which is used by everyone and is shav b'chol adam. And therefore we exclude melugma from the word la'achla because it's in a shav b'chol adam, as medicated cream is only used by someone that is sick and someone that has a wound. And the Gemara continues, command us la'hadatanya, that who is the following b'risa going like? As the b'risa states, la'achla v'lo melugma, that you're only allowed to use shmita produce to eat and you can't use it as a medicated cream, and la'achla v'lo lezilof, and you can only use peir shviyas to eat, but you can't use it for zilof, which was a process where they took wine and they would sprinkle it on the floor in order to make sure that the dirt stays on the floor and doesn't fly up. And also, they used to do that in order to give a fragrance to the home. And similarly, we learn out, you can't use peir shmita in order to use as a medicine which makes a person vomit, and it was used by people in order to be able to remove excess food and give them space in order to eat again. And the Gemara explains, Kaman Karabesi, that this brisa is going specifically to Karabesi. Lefi Rabesi, it's only benegia, these three items that we say that it's not considered shavu l'chol adam, since it's also not a nasa b'yurin shava, therefore the din of shmita doesn't apply. And we already explained that using perish shmita l'mulba is definitely not shavu l'chol adam, as it's only used for a person that's sick. And Rashi explained zilov shemizalfin yayim and bayis v'haynami in shavu b'chol adam she'in tzarech zilov ela adam u'unug u'udan, that the only people that used to do this process of zilov were people that were on a higher level, were fancier and more aristocratic, and this process of apoptosis was only used by someone that specifically wanted to empty their stomach and be able to eat more. And as Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos, this was used lahaki to throw up, shoysa mashkim umaki belaylor fua el harkas meyov shiyuchal lecha v'lishreis habe. And Rashi Masech the Sukkah tells us apik tefezin lahaki v'hu benetriken apik tefezin, that there's an etriken of the words apik tefezin, that you're taking out of your body too much food, as mazana oichel yoysa midai moitzi umaki. However, if you are basi, we don't use the pasuk of l'achla to teach us l'achla v'leylor mishra and l'achla v'leylor chfusa, as while it's true that in hanasar b'yur and shava, however, since they're shava l'chol nefesh, therefore they included in the limud of lachem l'chol tzarchichem. And as the Gemara says, the ikra banan, as this price can't be going like rabbanan, because ikonami mishur chusa, according to rabbanan, they're not mechalik between different items, and they hold that we do learn l'achla v'leylor mishra, l'achla v'leylor chfusa, and even on things which are shava l'chol nefesh, they still hold that all food products are also to use on shemitah if it's not being used for actual achila, and even though it's in hanasar b'yur and shava. And keep in mind that Rashi explained that Mishur Chusa is in Anasim B'yur and Shava, Shemishah Shematil and Pishnai Beged B'yayin Iskalkal V'Nevar, V'Anasim Ina Ela Ad Shleish Yomim V'Dalid, Ad Sheha Pishnai Shari V'China Beged. However, Rashi Masech the Sukkah states, Shemishah Shashara B'Gadim Ayah Pishnai B'yayin Shah Achas Nespar V'Avadloi, as the moment you place these B'Gadim or the flax into the wine, then the wine is already ruined and already destroyed. V'Anasim Ina Ela Shiyil B'Shah B'Gadim, and Anasim only happens once you wear the B'Gadim. However, Ayin Tesis Masech the Sukkah, who is on that pshat of Rashi, and therefore learns our sugya exactly as Rashi does over here. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Daf Kufa and Beis, and the Mishnah brought a case with Spoilei Edom Vitzavu Shachar Shachar Vitzavu Edom Rabbi Yoimim Noisle Dmei Tzamrei and Rabbi Yuda Yoimim Mashvach Yesel Yitzia Noisle Yitzia V'Yemitzi Yisir El Hashavach Noisle Yisashavach. And we saw a similar machlekes in the Brisa on Daf Kufa Aleph and Aleph, where the Brisa spoke about a different case of Hanoisin Itzim Lachorish Last Man Kisei V'Asim and Safsel or Safsel V'Asim and Kisei. And we saw no same machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yuda. And as we explained, Rabbi holds that since the dyer or the carpenter is an umman, there's a klal of kol mishana midas balabayas nikru gazlin, and therefore he's able to acquire this item through a shinoi, and that's why he only has to pay back to the Beit Samrai. However, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold this klal. He holds that the original owner has the choice to take back the tzemo that was dyed, or to take back this chair or the bench, and then the pile would be yod al tachtoina, and either the owner will have to pay the pile for his yitzias and for his expenses, or will have to pay him for the shevach, whichever is less. And our Gemara brings a simon sabon, Yosef Rabbi Yosef Achur Rabbi Abba Kamed Rav Huna, which is the lashon of samach beiz nun. Rabbi Yosef has a samach, Rabbi Abba has a beiz, and Rav Huna has a nun. V'Yosef Rav Huna v'kama, and Rav Huna was sitting and he stated halacha Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha, the halacha follows Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha, which we will see in a moment. And number two, v'halacha Rabbi Yuda, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yuda. In this machlik is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yuda that we had in our Mishnah, and the Gemara tells us that Hadrin Rabbi Yosef lape, and Rabbi Yosef turned away from Yeshua, and Rashi Masech the Sukkah says because that he did so in anger. And the Gemara tells us Omar, and either some say it was Rabbi Yosef that said this, and some say that this is why he turned away. The Bishlam Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha Itzrich, we understand Rabbi Hunus had to say that Locha falls Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha as Sakatat Chamina Yochid Rab Malach Rabim, as Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha is arguing on the Chachamim, and we would think that since this is Yochid that's being Chaylik and Rabim, we would pass like Rabim Kamashmal Halach Yochid. Therefore, we had to say the Locha follows Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha. Or explains Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha Mai. What is the halacha that Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha stated that we paskin like Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha? The Tanya is willing to the Brisa, and this Brisa is relevant to the dinim that we learn in Masech Tzavei Dezara of Gimel Yomim Koidim Edeim, 3 days prior to the holidays of a guy, and the din is that you're not allowed to go and pay back a guy 3 days prior to the holiday. And similarly, the Chacham hold that you're not allowed to take repayment back from a guy 3 days before their holiday, and the Chacham hold that it doesn't make a difference if it's a milvah apeh or a milvah b'shtar, as in all cases we have to be concerned that this guy will go to his God during his holiday and he will thank the God that he was able to pay back the money to the Jew. We know when someone owes someone money, Eved Levil Ish Malva, and therefore there's a sense of relief and he'll go and thank his God for that. However, the Brisa tells us, Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha Imer, Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha holds, Mil Bishtar Ein Efraimen, while it's true that you're not allowed to take repayment of a Mil Bishtar, as that is something that you'll be able to collect at a later point. However, Mil Valpen Efraimahem, in place you Kamatsum Yodam, if Reuven is owed a Mil Valpen from this guy, then he always has to be concerned that at some point the guy won't want to pay him back and he doesn't have a raya that he's owed this money. Therefore, if there's an opportunity to get back your money, even though it's within 3 days of their holiday, you're allowed to do so according to Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha. And it was regarding this din that Rav Huna stated that halacha follows Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha. And the Gemara continues, halacha Rabbi Yehuda lomli, that Rabbi Yosef was bothered that why Rav Huna have to teach us that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. As this machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir is machlekes in our Gemara, and v'achakach stami, and in Masechtas Bava Metzia, we see a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, and we have a klal machlekes v'achach stam halachas stam, that halacha follows stam mishnah. And the Gemara explains the machlekes Baba Kama. The machlekes is in our Mishnah in Baba Kama on the Kufa Mebeis. Let's boil the Edom b'tzavu shachar shachar b'tzavu Edom. Rameya ima nicely debate Samari and Rabbi Yehuda ima mashavach yisal tzia nicely tzia. The tzia seir al shavach nicely tzishavach, which is our Mishnah. Mistam Baba Mitzia, and we have a stam Mishnah in Baba Mitzia. The Tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, says Baba Mitzia kol mishadni yada al tachtoina. And of course, this psak is exactly like Rabbi Yehuda that whenever you change something, then you yada al tachtoina, and either you'll only receive your expenses or you'll receive the shavach. And the Mishnah Masechet Baba Mitzia continues and brings a second in that kol achizbo yada al tachtoina, and therefore we have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it should be pashut that we have machlekes v'achach stam, and therefore aloch kastam. And why do Rabbi Yehuda have to tell us that aloch follows Rabbi Yehuda? Taisus Masechet Avodah Zarah and Dav Zayin Amnav Es the Lachira. Why does the Gemara explain that Rabbi Yosef was angry because of this klal of machlekes v'achach stam? If Lachira, the Gemara could have even said more pashut that we have a klal that when we have machlekes between our main Rabbi Yehuda, the aloch always follows Rabbi Yehuda. Ayin Sham. And our Gemara continues. Rabbi Huna felt it was necessary to say that aloch follows Rabbi Yehuda because Sakat at Chamina ain't said the Mishnah. As we would think that you can't have a klal of machlekes v'achach stam, the aloch kastam, because when Rabbi was mesadin the Mishnayis, he didn't necessarily learn the Mishnayis in order. For how do we know it is a case of machlekes v'achach stam? Maybe it's a case of stam v'achach machlekes, and that's where Rav Huna had to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. As the Gemara says, v'stam v'achach machlekes he. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef responds, "Hachi kol machlekes v'achach stama neima ain't said the Mishnah v'stam v'achach machlekes he." Rabbi Yosef was bothered that how could Rav Huna think that ain't said the Mishnah if certainly we have to say that there's a said the Mishnah? Because otherwise, how would we ever say the klal of machlekes v'achach stam? As every time we should think that ain't said the Mishnah, and maybe it's a stam v'achach machlekes. And the Gemara answers, Rav Huna, certainly Rav Huna has this klal of machlekes v'achach stam as kila yaminon ain't said the Mishnah b'chadam mesechta. And certainly in one mesechta, Rebbe learned Mishnayis in order, and therefore we could say that there's a klal of machlekes v'achach stam by being mesadin the Mishnayis, by having one machlekes and then afterwards a stam Mishnah. Rebbe was trying to show us that the halacha follows the stam Mishnah. I'll betray mesechtas haminon. However, when you have two mesechtas, for example, in our case, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya in mesechtas Baba Kama, and then we have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda in mesechtas Baba Mitzia. Over there, we would say ain't said the Mishnah, and therefore we would not have the klal of machlekes v'achach stam halacha stam. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosef, and why was Rabbi Yosef angry? Because kul nizikin chadam mesechta he holds that the entire nizikin, meaning Baba Kama, Baba Mitzia, and Baba Basra, are all considered one mesechta, and therefore we would say that certainly yesh said the Mishnah, and therefore certainly it's a case of machlekes v'achach stam and halacha stam. And Rav Huna didn't have to teach us halacha Rabbi Yehuda. And most Rishayim learn when the Gemara says kul nizikin chadam mesechta is referring to Baba Kama, Baba Mitzia, and Baba Basra, which at one time was all called mesechtas nizikin. However, others learn that when the Gemara says kul nizikin chadam mesechta, it literally means that the entire nizikin is one mesechta. And the Gemara continues, v'yisema, I could tell you that the reason why Rabbi Yosef was angry at Rav Huna and felt that it's pashut that we pass on Rabbi Yehuda, it mishum the tani lo gab hilchas psikta, as when the Mishnah mesechtas Baba Mitzia brings down kol mishadan yodei al tachtoina, is not really the proper place to bring down that halacha. And as Rashi says, hachstam vada iku the tani lo hasam Baba Mitzia gab hilchas psikta the lo shaycha hasam v'lo tani elam mishum pisik halacha shapaska tana im kol achizuboy shloim nechlik adam aleim. And therefore the Tana is teaching us that just like the din of kol achizuboy, there was no machlekes regarding. Therefore, b'negiyah this din, we certainly pass on Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yosef felt that it's pashut that we pass on Rabbi Yehuda. And I entice Dima Maskel gabi hilchas psikta tema my kari lo hilchas psikta lahi de kol achizuboy yada al tachtoina have parakol umna mekmina lo kichida kreb deisa rabbanim pligilah. And Rashi over here says rabbanim nachelik. Rashi says shloim nechlik adam aleim, and lachiri that's not correct. Umucha chasam the rabbi savla kreb deisa bahu de kol achizuboy veishleim de hachas savik ki bais im de hasam de ama kol achizuboy yada al tachtoina lasuye kirek tani ayin taisis. And taisis continues v'yesh mefashim de tani lo belashin hilchas psikta. Then that Mishnah, the Mishnah says it as if it's halacha psuka, the lishna chol chayze v'chol mishana. On the shayin is that mashma lifsik hilchasa that they're coming to paskin halacha ayin and taisis. Before we continue, let's see taisis di maskal in seidel mishnah. The pam ma yishayin is shalei al seida shem etchilas shana b'mitzia ba'achach ba'bekama avvade achkein. After Rebbe taught it to his talmidim, sudrin Rebbe al seida kedayik b'rei shavuos mechtei tanim makas kasalik. And therefore we see that there is a seida to the mesechtas of shas. However, within Masechtas, we can't go and say that since it's Machlekes v'achach stam, therefore it must be that Rebbe learned this Masechta prior to the other Masechta, as it could be that when Rebbe taught these Mishnayos to his Talmidim, he actually taught a later Masechta prior to a previous Masechta. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, HaNesim Meis L'Shluchai Likach Behen Chitin, if Reuven gave money to to Shimon to be a shliach to go and buy wheat for him. And as Rashi says, l'machzeschar, and Reuven made a deal with Shimon that I will provide you the resources to go and buy the wheat, and then you will go and sell them, and any profits that we receive, we will split evenly. We will also split our losses, and this was done as a business deal and as an iska, and not as halva, and therefore it wasn't a problem of ribbis. And we continue at Kut Beis and Beis, and Shimon didn't listen to Reuven, and instead he went and bought barley, or Reuven told him to go and buy barley and would become partners, and instead Shimon went and bought wheat. Tanya Chada in Pachsu Pachsu Lai, we learned in one brisa, since Shimon did not listen to Reuven, therefore he's no longer considered the shliach of Reuven, and therefore there's a bittul of that partnership, and we look at it as if Shimon owns this produce, and therefore if he loses any money, he would have to pay it back to Reuven, and if when he sells the Sarim or the Chitin, he actually makes money, then he would actually keep all of the profits. And Vitani Chada, we learned in another brisa, in Pachsu Pachsu Lai, even though if he would have losses, then Shimon would have to incur the loss. However, V'maisiru, Haisiru Le'emsa, if Shimon does make money, then it's considered a partnership. If the partnership that Reuven and Shimon had was a 50-50 partnership, then Reuven and Shimon would split the profits evenly. And the Chayr is a steer in these two brises, and the Gemara will now bring two different ways to understand these brises. As number one, Amar Beichan, Beichan states, L'kasha, Harameya, V'harabhuda, that one brise is going according to Shita Rameya, and one brise is going according to Shita Rabhuda, Harameya, the Amashinu Kaina, that the first brise is going according to Rameya, who holds, Kol Mishana Midas Balabayas, Nikru Gazlin, and therefore, by going and changing the Das Balabayas, so we look at Shimon as a Gazlin, and therefore he was Koina based on the fact that he was Mishana, and that's why Shimon would receive all of the gains, Shimon would also incur all of the losses, and Shimon's only responsibility to Reuven is to pay back the actual money that he originally took from Reuven, and he has to pay back in Shagozal. However, Rabbi Yehuda, da Mashino Eina Koina, and this second Brisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and even though certainly by a Gazlin, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Shino is Koina. However, Benegeon Uman, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of a klal of Kalam Mishana Midas Balabayas Nikru Gazlin, and he's still a shliach of Reuven, but not for a loss, as Laskuni Shadrasich Vulogla Afsei. And that's why the second Brisa states that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Pachsu Pachsu Loi, the Maisir, Hesiru Laemsa. And the Gemara continues, Mask of Lora Blazer, Rabbi Blazer asks a question on Rabbi Yechon Pshat, Mimai, how do you know that the first Brisa is going like Rameya? Dilma Ad Kam like Rameya, or Mimidi the Chazale Lugufe, maybe Rameya said this klal of Kalam Mishana Midas while bias, Nikri Gazlin, that is only in cases that are similar to the cases that we had in the Mishnah and Daf Kuf and Beis and the Brisa and Daf Kuf Aleph and Aleph, where Reuven told Shimon that I want you to go and dye my wool black or red, and then Shimon changed since Reuven wanted this wool to be dyed for his own personal use, therefore certainly he had akpada as to the color that he wanted, and then we would say the klal of Kalam Mishana Midas Baal Bayis Nikri Gazlin. And similarly, if Reuven told Shimon to make him a chair and instead Shimon made him a bench, or he told him to make him a bench and Shimon built a chair for Reuven, certainly in those cases, Reuven had hakpada, and we would say the klal called Mishana Midas Baal Bayis Nikru Gazlin. However, Zok Rabbi Elazar Aval Eschari Le'oma, who said Rabbi Meir would say this klal of called Mishana Midas Baal Bayis Nikru Gazlin in a case where Reuven sends Shimon to be a shliach and to be his partner in order to buy merchandise and in order to sell them. As over there, there's no hakpada as to what you're buying. The main thing is he wants him to buy something where there would be good profits, and therefore Lachir in this case, Rabbi Meir would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that we don't say Kol Mishana Midas Baal Bayis Nikru Gazlin, and therefore we're back to our original question that how will we explain the differences between the two brises, and therefore the Gemara continues Elam Rabbi Elazar, therefore Rabbi Elazar says Havah Rameya, that really the first and second brises are going like the Shita Rameya, but like Kasher Kam Lachila Kam Lischira, that depends why Reuven sent Shimon, as in the first brisa Reuven didn't send Shimon in order to buy Chitin in order that they should go in business together, but Reuven sent Shimon in order to buy Chitin because Reuven needed wheat and he was buying it for his own personal usage, and therefore when Shimon goes and buys Reuven's Sarim, then we say Kol Mishana Midas Baal Bayis Nikru Gazlin, and that's why it now belongs to Shimon, and if Shimon goes and sells it, then the Brisa tells him Pachsu Pachsu Loi V'Masiru Asiru Loi, and the second Brisa is going according to Rameya, but it's talking about a case where he actually told him to go and buy him Sarim in order to go into business, and in that case if Shimon goes and buys Chitin, then we don't say the din of Kol Mishana Midas Baal Bayis Nikru Gazlin, as certainly Reuven doesn't care what he buys and he just wants to go into business and make money, and therefore we say in Pachsu Pachsu Loi V'Maisiru Isiru La'emsa. And the Gemara now tells us Machku Lo B'Merava, that in Eretz Yisrael they laughed about the pshat Rabbi Yechon said and the way that Rabbi Yechon explained both of these brises. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Zayin and Beis tells us that when the Gemara says Machku Lo B'Merava, it's referring to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda was bothered with a question on Rabbi Yochanan, just like Rabbi Elazar was bothered with another question on Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Bchina will also learn these two brises as Rabbi Elazar did, that both brises are going lefi Yeshitas Rabbi Meir, and one is talking about a case of Achila, and one was a case of Schira. And the Gemara explains what was the problem that they had with the Pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan leader Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the second brise is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi mihoidei l'bal chitin, shiyak l'chitin l'bal mois. Now, although it's true, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have the klal of kol mishana midas bal bayis nikru gazlin, but certainly holds that you can't be mishana midas bal bayis, and if you do so, you will not be the shliach of the bal bayis. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they were bothered that how could the second brise state in pachsu pachsu loy v'maisiru yisila emsa, as l'chiru the seller was only selling the chitim to Shimon, and he wasn't selling it to Reuven, as he didn't even know that Reuven was part of this transaction. And Rashi explains that why is this more shver on Rabbi Yehuda, not on Rabbi Meir? As Rashi explains, Bishleim Rabbi Elazar libid Rabbi Meir da'am b'chodu nichlei, and since Rabbi Meir is mechala between an item that is bought for achila and for personal use, and an item that is being purchased for a business opportunity and to make money, and Rabbi Meir holds that any time that someone is trying to make money, he doesn't care what the item that is bought is, therefore it's not considered mishana at all, v'shluchusei the Baal HaBayis kavod, and therefore certainly Shimon still is the shliach of Reuven, v'koni Baal Mois machzeh schar, and therefore certainly there's no requirement that the seller has to know who he's selling it to and who is being marketed to, as certainly he was marketed to Shimon as a shliach for Reuven, and therefore both of them acquired this item. However, Rashi continues, El Rabbi Yechon da'am mishanahu, however, l'fi Rabbi Yechon that is considered a shinoi, v'lo ha v'shlichus, and therefore Shimon can't be a shliach for Reuven any longer, umi yushinu le'koni, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shimon is not koina, kasha remaka boi l'mikdei, ha le'konanu ba'al mois ba'ilam, that how could it be that the ba'al mois was koina, if l'maisa, the seller didn't know that Reuven was involved at all, and he didn't have das to be makta to Reuven. And the Gemara continues, mask of lore of Shmuel Basasati, yihoke afilu chitun chitun nami loy, that even if Reuven told Shimon to go and buy wheat, and Shimon bought wheat from Levi, l'chir Levi didn't know who he's selling the wheat to, and he didn't know that he's actually selling it to Reuven as well, and how was Reuven koina? And the Gemara answers, Amar Ravo, Ravo says that certainly we understand the chiluk, as shani chitun mechitun, shlichuse ka'avid, that certainly when Reuven told Shimon to buy chitun, and Shimon went and listened to Reuven, and he went and bought chitun, then certainly there was no shinu midasa balabayas, and therefore Shimon remains a shliach of Reuven. Certainly in that case, kiyad balabayas dummy, so Shimon is considered like the hand of the balabayas, and there is no need for Levi to know that Reuven's involved at all, as by Levi having kavono and having das to be makna to Shimon, it's as if he's having das to be makna to Reuven, because the yad of Shimon is exactly the yad of Reuven. And as the Gemara continues, and Teda, I'll bring a raya that when there's a shlichus, that the din is that the shliach is kiyad balabayas, the tanan, as we learned in Mishnah, Masechta Erchin, Echad HaMakdish Nechosav, that doesn't make a difference if Reuven is makdish all of the chosim, v'echad HaMarachas Atzmai, or someone says about himself, Erki Elai, and of course there's a specific amount of money that you have to pay to the Beis HaMikdash based on what it tells us in the Torah. And the Mishnah teaches us that when the Gizba comes to collect his pledge to the Beis HaMikdash from Reuven, that Ein Loi B'Ksus Ishtav, Loi B'Ksus Banav, that the Gizba cannot collect from the clothing of Reuven's wife or from Reuven's children, v'loi B'Tzeva Shetzava L'Shman, v'loi B'Sadim Chadashim, Shalachal L'Shman. And the Gizba also can't collect from those clothing that Reuven gave to someone to die for his wife or for his children, and even though his wife and children did not yet wear those clothing, and he also can't collect from those shoes that Reuven bought for his children or for his wife, even though they're brand new, and he never actually gave it to his wife or to his children, and he never physically wore these shoes yet. And the Gemara now brings its raya v'amai, and why would we say that the Gizba cannot go and collect from these shoes or from this clothing that was given to die, but lei mahakanami? Why don't we say over here as well, at this point, the owner of the shoes and the owner of this clothing really is the husband, because Lamaisa, who told the dyer that he should be makter to Reuven's wife or to his children, and therefore, why can't the Gizba go and collect the shoes or the clothing from the dyer or from the shoemaker? And it must be that we say that this dyer and the shoemaker is doing the shlichus of the wife and of the children, and therefore, it's as if he was makna to the wife and to the children, and therefore we see the concept that when a person does shlichus for someone and he does it properly, then it's considered kiyad balabayis, and that's why even though Levi did not know about Reuven, but ultimately he was selling this item to Shimon, and Shimon was a shliach of Reuven, and it's kiyad balabayis, and therefore Shimon was koin on behalf of Reuven as well. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Rabba states, loy, that you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah Maseches Erchin to your point, as Klal Makdish Nechosav in Daite Al Ksus Ishtar Yibonav, as the reason why the Gizbah cannot collect from the dyed clothing of his children and from his wife, that is because when a person is Makdish all of his Nechosav to the Bedek Abayis, he specifically means to say, I'm being Makdish all of my clothing and all of my assets, aside for the clothing that belonged to my wife and children, and even those clothing that I did not yet give them. And therefore, you have no writer that the reason why the Gizbah can't collect the clothing of his wife and children that were just freshly dyed is not because the dyer actually was makdish to the husband, and the husband and the father was considered the shluchim of his wife and his children, and therefore we see the concept of yadai ki yada. Quite possibly we would say that we don't have a concept of yadai ki yada, and even so the Gizbah can't collect from these clothing, as ultimately that was not included in what he was makdish. And the Gemara continues, maskalar of Zeris, or Abedir asks a question, if you're telling me that the reason why Gizbah can't collect these items is because a person didn't have kavana to be Makdish's item. However, tonight we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Erchin on Daf Chav Gimel Beis, HaMakdish Nechosav, if Ruv is Makdish all of his Nechosim, Malon LeTfilin, then the Gizbah will be able to go and take his Tfilin away from him, and then this person, in order to do the Mitzvah Tfilin, will be forced to go and be put his Tfilin. Therefore, we would have to appraise the value of his Tfilin. And L'Chari, if you're telling me that there are certain items that a person wouldn't be Makdish, so certainly a person wouldn't be Makdish his Tfilin, and certainly his Das was not, that his Tfilin should become Hegdish, and how could the Gizbah go and collect his Tfilin from him? And L'Chari, just like we see with the Gay Tfilin, that certainly a person doesn't have Das to be Makdish his Tfilin, and even so, the Gizbah can go and take his Tfilin away from him because he was Makdish all his Nechosim. L'Chari, even if you're going to tell me that when someone's Makdish his Nechosim, his Das is not to give away the Ksus Ishtar Yubanov, but even so, the Gizbah should have a right to go and collect the clothing of his wife and children, and therefore it must be that the reason why the Gizbah can't collect it is because Yadai Kiyad Ishtai, and it's as if the husband was already koina the clothing for his wife and for his children, and therefore L'Chari, this Mishnah Masechtas Erchin will be a raya to this dinner of O that Shani Chitin Mechitin the Shlichusei Kavid V'Chiyad Balabayis Dami. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, and Abaya responds back to Rav Zeira in Daitish Shodom Al Tfilin, that even when a person is Makdish all of the Chosim, his Das is to even be Makdish his own Tfilin, and that's why the Gizbah could take his Tfilin away. And the reason why a person would have Das to give away his Tfilin to Hegdish is because a Makdish Chosim Sava, if someone's being Makdish all in Chosim, he thinks, Mitzvah Kavidna, I'm doing a Mitzvah, and therefore what's the difference if I do a Mitzvah Tfilin or if I do a Mitzvah of giving away all my Chosim, including my Tfilin, to Hegdish? However, in Daitish Adam, Aksus Ishtar Yubanov, however, a person's Das is not to give away the clothing of his wife and children, Mishum Eva, as that will cause hatred in the family and will cause him to have a bad relationship with his wife and with his children, and therefore certainly he wasn't makdish the children's clothing and his wife's clothing, and that's why the Gizbah cannot collect his clothing or his wife's clothing, and not based on the din of shlichus. And once again, we can't bring a raya for the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin that the yada of the shliach is like the yada of the balabayas. And the Gemara continues, mask of Lora Beishia. So Beishia now asks a question, v'aloi chayv erchin shanukan, that in the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin, not only do we speak about a case where Ruvi was makdish all of the chosim to bedek abayas, and now the Gizbah is coming to collect all of the chosim, which should include his wife's clothing and his children's clothing. In that case, it could make sense that since when Reuven was makdish his nechosim, his das was not to give away the clothing of his wife and the clothing of his children. Therefore, the Gizbah can come and collect from his wife's clothing or from his children's clothing. However, the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin spoke about a case of echad makdish nechosim ve'echad amarches asbay, and even in a case where he said erki alai, he therefore promised to give a certain amount of money to bedek abayis based on what the Torah says a person's value is when they say erki alai. And in that case, certainly the Gizbah should be able to collect from the begodim of his wife and his children, because betrana, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin, chay ve'erchin, if someone is chayev to pay erchin to the Beis Hamikdash, then memashkenai son, then the Gizbah could go and take a mashken from him. And certainly the svara should be that a person doesn't want that a Gizbah should come and take a mashken from him. And we see from that Mishnah that the reason why the Gizbah can go and take a mashken from Reuven is based on the fact that Reuven owes money to the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore the Gizbah has a right to take anything from Reuven that belongs to Reuven. And we see that in the case of Erchin, it's not dependent on the Kavana of Reuven, and even if Reuven had a Kavana, they doesn't want to give Erchin from his wife or his children's clothing, that the Gizbah still should have the right to go and take it and go and collect from his wife and children's clothing. And by the fact that we say that the Gizbah can't do so, it must be because Yadoi Kiyadish Ishtai, and therefore it's already considered his wife's begodim and his children's begodim. And the Chayyur, once again, this should be a riot to Rav Avoh. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rav Abba, therefore Rav Abba explains that Inachinami, it's quite possible that when the father and husband receives their clothing from the dyer, he's not being cleaned on their behalf. However, there's a klal of kol makdish nechasav, if someone is makdish his nechasim, so since he doesn't want the gizbo to come and take the clothing of his wife and children away, therefore, it's nasa kamish yikilan ksus ishtar ubana meikara, that one moment before he actually made all the nechasim into hegdish, he was actually mezaka the clothing of his wife and his children to his wife and children, and that is why it doesn't make a difference if he was makdish all the chasim or if he said erkei lai. In all cases, the gizba can't take these clothing as it belongs to his wife and children. We wouldn't be able to bring a raya that we consider Reuven the shliach of his wife and his children, and when he took the clothing back from the dyer, we say the concept of yada ki yadam, and we will stop over here.